Perek Vav, the Ve'er Midas HaZrizos, the explanation of the Midah of Zrizos, of being zealous, of being quick to do mitzvos. Achar HaZehiros Yava HaZrizos, after being cautious, comes Zrizos, zeal. Ki HaZehiros Sovev Al HaLosasa VaZrizos Al HaAsei. Zehiros, cautiousness, revolves around the Isurim of Losasas, of not doing Averos, and Zrizos, being quick and zealous to do things, Al Haaseh is on the mitzvah Haaseh of active mitzvos. Ayin Sur Meirah Haaseh Tov. The first step is to stay away from the bad. Second step is to do the good. Vein Yono Shalah Zrizos Mavoar, and the idea of Zrizos, of being quick, is explained Shehu HaHakdoma LeMitzvos VaHashlomos HaInyono, that it's a prerequisite towards mitzvos and the ultimate way to fulfill them in their fullest. Mechaloshen azeh omru zechorno lebracha, and this is a loshen that Chazal say in the Gemara and Pesachim, zrizim makdimen lemitzvos, that those who are quick proceed and do the mitzvos early. Vizeh ki kamoshe tzorich pikchus godol vehashkofa rabba lehinotzo mimokshe hayeter, just like it requires great introspection and a great overlook to be able to save a person from the Yetzahara, ulimolei min hara, and to escape from the evil, that it shouldn't rule over us and to mix into our actions. So too it requires great introspection and a great look. Lechos b'mitzvos, to look into the mitzvos, v'lizkos b'hem, and to merit in them, v'losovadno mimeno, and they shouldn't be lost out from the person. A person shouldn't lose out on the mitzvos. Kim kamoshe mesabe v'mishtadel ha'itzahara b'sach b'loso v'hapel ha'odem b'machmoros ha'chit. Because just like the Yetzirah tries and is constantly working on his plans to get a person to fall into his traps, into sin, so too the Yetzirah is trying to work on a person to make sure that he can't fulfill the mitzvos. And if a person will let loose and become lazy, and he doesn't strengthen himself to search after and to run after the mitzvos, and to strengthen himself in them, for sure he will be left without them and empty from all the mitzvos. You should see that the nature of a person is very heavy. Because the earthliness and the physicality of a person is very coarse. Therefore a person doesn't like to have work and toil. Somebody who wants to really be merit to do Avodas Hashem properly. A person has to strengthen himself to overcome his nature. Atzmo v'yizgaber v'yizdaris, and to become strengthened and to arouse himself. Because if a person allows himself to fall prey to his heaviness, he for sure will not be successful. This is what the Tana says in Perkei Avos, a person has to be bold as a leopard and light like an eagle, rotz katzvi, run like a deer, vegiber kari, and strong like a lion, to do the will of your father in Shemayim. So too Chazal elaborated, they specified in Brachos, there are things that require strengthening, Torah u'maisim tovim. A person needs strengthening and is learning Torah and doing good deeds. When it's actually a pasuk in Yoshua, Chazak ve'emotz me'od lishmor la'asos k'chol haTorah asher tzivcha Moshe avdi, that a person has to be strengthened and fortify himself to be able to keep all the mitzvos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded through Moshe Rabbeinu. Ki chozeh goldo tzorech l'mi sherotze lichvos hateva el hofcho, because a person needs lots of strength if he wants to be able to flip nature to the opposite degree. Vine Shlomo Shonov Ma'ud Baz Haroso Alze, but also as Ruah Ha'atzla, and Shlomo Melech teaches us a lot about being cautious for this. When you see the evil of laziness, the Hefser Agodol Hanimshichon, and the great loss that a person can get from that. V'omer, and he says in Mishlei, Ma'at Shenos, Ma'at Tnumos, Ma'at Chibuk Yodayim Lishkov, that a person should have very little sleep and very little slumber, and he should have very little actions of his hands towards sleeping. And It will come upon you, the poverty and the lacking, like an ishmogin, like an armed man, to protect you. Kihinei ha'otzel, somebody who is lazy, avabisha'ino osa ra b'kumasai, even if he's not actively doing anything wrong, hinei hu maybe as harua olav b'shevata sal shalom, but he's bringing evil upon himself by his inactivity. Ve'omar, and also Pasuk Mishlei says, gam misrape b'malachto, ochu leval mashkes. If somebody is lets go of his work, he's a brother to the destructive person. Even if he's not actively doing the destructive act himself, it's not considered as if he's far away from doing bad actions. He's his brother, and he's of similar nature. And in Mishlei, Shlomo HaMelech continues to explain how bad it is to be lazy in a illustrative scenario. Yom Yom, that which comes before us and we see day in and day out. As day ish otzel avarti, he says that he passed by the field of a lazy person, valkerem adam chaser lev, and by the vineyard of somebody who is lacking mind, lacking his attention. And the whole field was filled with thorns, kasufon of charulim, and the whole face of the field was filled with thistles. Together, avada nersa, and the stone wall was broken through. And I see it, and I pay my heart to it. I pay attention to it. Reisi lokachti musar, and I see it, and I take musar to myself. I take a discipline upon myself. Ma'at shenos, just a little bit of sleep. Ma'at tenumos, and a little slumber. Ma'at chibuk yadayim lishkav, and a little bit of taking actions towards resting. Uvo mishalech rishecho machsorcho keish mogin, and comes upon you your poverty and your lacking like an armed man. V'hine melvad pshuto, besides the simple explanation, asher hu amiti, which is definitely true, kimashmo, as it is to be understood, shumashe kore al sdeha otzo mamish, that this is actually what happens to a person who is lazy about his fields. Hine dorshu vo chacham mizuchon avocha, chazal say, they make a drasha about this, midrash noah, a beautiful drasha, zeloshonim, this is what they say in Yalkut Shimoni, v'hine ola chulu kimshonim, that it was filled with thorns, shemavakeish, peirush al parsha ve'eno motze, means that a person will look to understand something and he won't be able to understand. Kosufono charulim, the whole face of the field is filled with thistles. Mitokshelo omo behem, because he wasn't working on it. Hu yoshev umetame esatohar, hu metar esatame. So he'll make mistakes. He'll say things that are tame or tar, and things that are tar or tame. Uforeitz gederon shal tamili chachamim, and he'll break the barriers of tamili chachamim. Ma ancho shelzeh, what's the punishment of a person who does this in Torah? Shlomo Peres, Shlomo explains in Koheles, before it's Goder Yeshchenu Nochash, somebody who breaks through the barriers of Chazal, well, should be bitten by a snake. Vainuki Ros Ha'etzel Ha'etzel Eina Ba B'Vas Achas. This is because the evil of somebody who has laziness doesn't come all at once. Elamat Mat, it's a slow process. That a person doesn't even know and feel and sense that it's coming. A person goes from one evil to the next, until a person finds himself drowning in the ultimate evil. In the beginning, it starts off with just a person not putting in the proper effort that is required from him. And what will come from that is he won't learn Torah what is proper and the ultimate amount that he should be learning. Because he's not going to be learning Torah, when it comes to try to learn later, he'll be lacking understanding. And if he would stop there, that would even be in and of itself a tremendous bad and evil. But it continues to go on and persist. But if a person continues to try to learn that chiluk of Torah, he'll wind up saying something that is not proper halacha. And he'll destroy the truth and he'll flip it around. And he'll violate the takanos of Chazal and break through the gedorim. And in the end, it will be obliterated like anybody who breaches through the fences that Chazal put up for us. Amr Shlomo Melech says in Mishlei, Ve'echazeh anochi oshes libi, that I see and I pay my heart attention to it. Meaning, Hisponanti al adover hazeh, I paid attention to this, I thought about this. Ve'reisi goldel haroshebo, and I see the immense evil that is in this. Shuka eres haholich mispashe ma'at ma'at, is like poison that spreads slowly, slowly. Ve'ein polosu nikeres aramisa, and a person doesn't even recognize it until it's too late that the person's already dead. V'zeo, and this is what it says there, ma'at shenos, ma'at tunumos, ma'at chibuk yadayim lishkov. Again, like the pasuk says, a little bit of sleep, a little bit of slumber, a little bit of getting involved in rest. Uvok mahalich reshecho machzorcha, comes upon you suddenly, slowly, the poverty and the lacking, ke'ish magin, like an armed man. V'ini anachnu roim be'inenu, kama v'chama pa'amim shekfar libo shala adam yodea chovaso. And we see so many times, time and again, that a person knows that which is his obligation in this world. And a person knows, and it's true and clear to a person, what he needs to do to save his nefesh. And that which he is obligated towards his creator. And even so, he'll leave it aside. It's not because he doesn't recognize and know what that obligation is. And it's not for any other reason. But it's because of the heaviness and the weight of his laziness is bearing down upon him. Omer, and that it also says, Ochel kima, person should eat a little, O ishon kima, or sleep a little, O kasha, I love lotzis and basi, or a person will say, oh, it's too hard for me to leave my house, Pashatati askutanti, I ready to off my coat, Echachal v'shana, how am I supposed to put it back up on to go out? Chama aza ba'olam, it's very sunny out, very strong sun outside. Hakara rabba, either it's too cold, or it's raining out. V'cholchara has maslos, and any other one of the excuses, v'hatonos, and excuses a person can get himself out of it. Ashapia atzelim molimahem, that the people who are lazy are filled with these excuses and reasons. Uvenkach, and either way, Hatorah monachas, the Torah is left aside, v'avodah mevutalas, and a person is not doing his avodas Hashem, v'avodah mevutalas, and a person forsakes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hu ma'asheh Shlomo Omer, and this is what Shlomo Melech says in Koheles, v'atzaltayim yimach ha'mekara, v'beshithu sedayim yidlof habayas. After lazy people, the roof caves in, and from people who are lacking in actions, the house will have leaks. If you would ask somebody who is lazy, he'll have many statements from statements of Chazal, he'll even know the psukim from the ksuvim, and he'll have logical reasons, and they will all teach him according to his distorted mind to leave go from them, and to just leave it to the rest of his laziness. And he doesn't even realize that these claims and these logics that are coming to him are not because of his balanced seichel and his balanced intellect. They're coming from the source of his laziness. That his laziness is strengthening itself over him. Mata daito, his mind is bent, v'sichlo, and his intellect, alatano se'ile, to these type of claims. Ashalu yishma l'kola ha'chachamim, that he won't listen to the words of the chachamim, v'anshe ha'deya ha'nechona, and to the proper intellect. Huma asher Shlomo tzoveach v'omer, and this is what Shlomo Melech cries out, saying in Mishlei, chacham otzo be'inav, a lazy person views himself as a chacham, mishiva mishivetam, from more than seven people who actually are old and wise. Ki ha'atzlo einenu manachas lo sheyiyah, that laziness doesn't allow him even to be afilu chosh ledivrei hamochichim oso, to even care for the people who rebuke him. Ela yachshov hakol lesoim, he'll think everybody else is mistaken, v'shotim, and they're fools, v'hu levado chacham, and he is the only one who is wise. V'hinei seida, you should know, ki zeh klal godol l'menusa b'melechas ha'prishos, that it is a great rule, and it has been checked, that somebody who is working on their separation, any leniency requires introspection. even if it could be that it's straight and it's good. Omnam, however, Karav Hadover Shetia may Eitzos Hayetzer Mermosov. It's very probable that that will be one of the advices of the Zahara and one of his tricks. Alkein Tzorech Livdok Acharei Bechakiros Adrishos Rabos. Therefore, a person has to think after any leniency with many questions and challenges. Vim Acher Kol Eile Titzdok. And even after all that, it still stands Vadei Shitoba. Then you would know that it's for sure good. Kol Shodover. The bottom line rule is Chizuk Godol Tzorech Ha'odom Lehizchazek Ulehizgabre Bezrizos Laasos Hamitzos. A person has to strengthen himself greatly in order to overcome and to be zealous in doing the mitzvos. By sending away the heaviness of the laziness that holds a person back from doing that. And you should see that the malachim were praised with this great midah. It says about the malachim in Tehillim, the ones with great strength who do the will of Hashem and to listen to the words of Hashem's command. And also says in Yechezkel, that the chayos, the heavenly angels, they run this way and that like a bolt of lightning. But a person is a person and not a malach. A person can't get to that level of strength that a malach has. But for sure, but as close as a person can possibly get to that level, a person should try. David HaMelech HaYemeshevech Al-Chelko V'Omer. David HaMelech praised his lot that he was given and by saying it to Hillim, Chashti V'lo Yismamanti Lishmor Mitzvosecha. I was quick and didn't delay in keeping your mitzvos.